Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. Now, this episode was supposed to be about Russian economy, but once again, because of all the events and everything that's going on, I had to throw that one out. I'll touch on some of that at some point here, because there are some facts that that need to be said about this. But what really happened was that as I was recording the episode, all of my notifications just blew up. Because Ramzan Kadyrov, our good old buddy, has basically announced, you know, so far only on his social media. He didn't make it in the capacity as leader of Chechnya. He did it on his own personal account. But he publicly stated that he's one of the oldest, long-reigning Russian regional governors. And that he's spent too much time on his post and that he's, you know, maybe it's time for him to leave. Now, this is huge because there are, frankly, just two opportunities that could happen here. Well, three. The third one is that, you know, as this wasn't made in official capacity, he might just, you know, roll it back a bit. But that seems unlikely. You see, just a short recap about who Ramzan Kadyrov is. See, Ramzan Kadyrov is the son of Ahmad Kadyrov. If you heard that Russian soldiers on this Ukraine war get to yell Ahmad Sila or Ahmad Strength, then that's the Ahmad they're talking about. Ahmad Kadyrov was a Chechen politician and revolutionary who served as a chief mufti of the Chechen Republic of Ichkeria in the 90s, during and after the first Chechen war. At the outbreak of the second Chechen war, he became a traitor. He switched sides, offering his service to the Russian government, that is Putin. And he later became the first president of the Chechen Republic from 5th of October 2003, acting as head of administration since July 2000. But on May 9th, 2004, he was assassinated by Chechen Islamists in Grozny, using a bomb blast during a Victory Day Memorial Victory Parade. And his little boy, Ramzan, who led his father's militia, became his successor in March 2007 as the president of the Chechen Republic. But those are the data. What really Kadyrov is a guy who is a small kid in big boy shoes, who's been an absolute epitome of a dumb, spoiled, awful, sadistic, ridiculously evil, terrorizing beast of a man. He's also been extremely dumb. If you listen to my earlier episodes of the coverage of this war, he unironically gave Zelensky up until the 31st of February to surrender. And he also publicly stated that that basically he gave out a bounty on Bandera's head. Meanwhile, Bandera was a Ukrainian who died. And he's dead for a long, long time already. Ramzan Kadyrov officially holds, by the way, an honorary degree of economics from the University of Dagestan. Totally fair and honest. Absolutely. And he also manages to be an honorary stomatologist, which is another weird thing. He's also basically systematically killed off everyone who could oppose him. He runs his own private army, the Kadyrovtsy. Now, technically, these Kadyrovtsy are a part of Rosgvardia, but we'll get to that later. He has an army, a private one, the only Russian region who gets to have one. It's about 10,000 men strong. Well, could be less now. The important part is that he uses this army to terrorize everyone. He's the kind of guy who likes his golden guns. He likes all sorts of posh, tasteless nonsense. And in a lot of pictures, you know, he likes all this military macho stuff, although he's personally never served in any form of his life, yet in private life he has bragged about killing his first Russian in the Chechen wars when he was 16. No such thing has ever obviously happened. He also manages a foundation of Ahmad Kadyrov, named after his dad, into which, he doesn't have enough money from the insane amounts that Putin gives him, because his deal with Putin, why is he in power, is that he keeps Chechnya loyal, and he keeps Chechnya under Putin's thumb. He plays loyalty, but I don't know if he really cares about it because he's hated by everyone.
He's causing a lot of trouble for the government in Moscow. He's publicly yelled at senators, at higher Supreme Court judges, at Peskov, Putin's press secretary. He's caused insane amounts of trouble. He ignores Russian laws. He blatantly does corrupt things. Basically, he's being hated, but about money. So Putin pays him insane amounts of money, for which Ramzan keeps up his many wives and spends lavishly. Like, he also, his brother, I think, owns the Groznys, the capital of Chechnya. Grozny's best football club, named after Ahmad, of course. Everything's named after Ahmad. And with this money, he doesn't have enough. That is why this foundation of Ahmad Kadyrov, where he literally forces everyone who works in the government or even related to that, and even those who don't, that's an extra tax, basically. That's a foundation where you can voluntarily donate money for the government, that is, for Ramzan's personal pockets. But if you don't, then, you know, Ramzan's private army will come to your house and beat you up and, you know, do horrible, horrible things to you. They also rape and murder and, well, kill people. And Ramzan Kadyrov is also responsible for giving strange gifts to Putin in his birthdays because, you know, the murder of Boris Nemtsov in 2014 was one such gift by Ramzan Kadyrov. The murder of Anna Politkovskaya was another such gift to Putin in his birthday. He also puts gay people in concentration camps while publicly stating that there are no gay people in Chechnya. He's a weird, wicked, sick human being. If that even, he's, and like I said, he's grown to be so spoiled and so just used to being in absolute control, and he's destroyed everything that everyone in Chechnya, in that region, hates him because he literally terrorizes and oppresses them and basically acts like he was an utter, complete dictator. And if you look at all the voting fraud, you know, in Moscow and St. Petersburg in Russia, they at least, of course, there is a lot of fraud, but they at least make it look kind of semi-resembling something realistic, okay? In Chechnya, it's always been 99.99% of eligible voters go to vote, and of those, 99.99% vote for Yedina Rossiya, and if you don't vote, then, well, you'll get into a lot of trouble. His reach is such that, you know, if you even do as much as criticize Ramzan Kadyrov, his guys will come over and, you know, torture you, literally. One of the favorite things that he likes to do is is being apologized to in public. He forces humiliating apologies on his critics, and he forces them to do that on camera. And if you're less lucky and less publicly known, then he might just beat you up and make you sit on a bottle. That's kind of like, well, bottle next, then to get wider, and then that's for stopping to, you can portray the picture. It's not a pleasant thing that he does. So this crazy person, he's an absolute devastatingly evil human being. And he's been ruling with an iron fist. Now, the sheer amounts of levels of him being hated and his stupidity of how blatantly he does everything. Yeah, this became to a point where Putin's organized Kremlin's propaganda machine, which spews out nonsense about Ukrainian devil worshippers and Satanists, even they, basically by the order of Putin himself, stated that, do not print anything by Ramzan Kadyrov without approval by us, because Ramzan Kadyrov says things that just destroy even Kremlin's propaganda, because he's hated even by everyone in Russia who supports Putin. And he just gets away with it because his position is such that, he is irreplaceable. Because, like I said, he's killed all the opposition and he's created this kind of situation where he appears to Putin to be irreplaceable in a sense. There's no one else to be put in the Chechen government that could kind of stay as loyal and that would keep everything out of trouble. At the same time, if he would be to go, then Putin could just stuff in literally anything and be good on the short term, because literally anyone would be, you know, viewed as a better leader than Ramzan Kadyrov, who is the most violent, evil human being that you can imagine. I think he's more foul than possibly even the Kims of North Korea. No, seriously. And now he says he's about to leave. Now, there are two options here. This is what we have been getting here. Number one, he's just lacking attention, because like I said, he likes all these followers. He's extremely vain and selfish, and he's really, really dumb because he's been pampered. He has only fake education. Like, I think he might have gone up to like age 15 at school at best, and everything else he wrote to himself afterwards. I mean, he's a man. If you listen to his interviews, he says "don" at every second word. His interviews sound like "don" and then "don." I killed "don" so many Ukros "don" and then all this stuff. And he's vain because Kadyrovtsi, you know, they have all this fearsome reputation, but that's just reputation. They're TikTok warriors. Quite a lot of them. The Kadyrovtsi that are not TikTok warriors are the criminals that couldn't get at the beginning of the war in Russia's army, and then they went there and volunteered, but they are the special corps. The true Ramzan Kadyrov's activities are on the battlefield are basically storming empty buildings and cleared territories and posting glorious TikToks and other social media stuff about it. Yeah, it's that bad. And kind of another thing that portrays all the situation was that when the local militias in Donetsk People's Republic and Luhansk People's Republic, yeah, when they started going out and protesting and just openly complaining on the internet about how shit Kadyrov's soldiers were, that they didn't obey orders, that they didn't even actually fight, that all they did was do TikToks. Yeah, you know what? That ended up with Kadyrov sending his guys their punishment to these Donetsk People's Republic military leaders and those critics. And we have a video where one of them publicly apologizes to Kadyrov while literally being naked from without pants and everything, and publicly stating, well, it's not so bad, there was a misunderstanding, all these apologies, while being half naked, basically. Yeah, that's Kadyrov. He's crazy. Now, like I said, the first thing is that he's just saying this to get attention and to maybe, you know, so that he could force his troops to force a mass protests, you know, please, Mr. Kadyrov, don't leave, please. And if you don't shout loud enough in these protest actions, then, you know, your wife might be raped, your daughters might be raped, your sons might be shot, you could be beaten up, your family house might be set on fire, all the good stuff, you know, what he does normally. Now, the second thing, which is more sane, but could actually be a nice little initiative of Putin himself, and could be an interesting turn, is that he might be moving up, getting promoted. Why is this interesting? I think he could go to become the new leader of Rosgvardia. Rosgvardia are kind of like the SS units for Hitler. There, you know, there's FSB that do the policing and everything, and then there are the army. Rosgvardia, on paper, they are a subsection of whatever. Basically, their function is to beat up dissidents and protesters. That's their only job. They are the guys who you know, crack heads of old ladies and students on the streets. That was their intent. They are doing this function. They do nothing else. They do not investigate crimes. They beat up extremists, and they literally, you know, have been doing only this. Rosgvardia is their only function, and basically, Ramzan Kadyrov would do perfectly in this, as he's a massive sadist with sadist without any, you know, without any slightest doubt of, he would basically crucify people if ordered to by Putin. He doesn't care. He's a sadist to such a level. And by the way, if you feel shocked about this episode or you didn't know what Ramzan Kadyrov was, please, I have spoken about him in a lot of my previous episodes. If I call Igor Girkin my frenemy, that's in the sense that I don't like his crazy ideas and he's a terrorist. But I could at least maybe have a conversation with him. Ramzan Kadyrov, the only conversation that I could have with him, even if he could understand me, even partially, would be with like a crowbar in the face instantly, because that man's just ridiculously insane. Oh, and evil. So yeah, his personal units, military units, are technically under this Rosgvardia umbrella already. But of course, Ramzan Kadyrov ignores all orders from the center. He ignores all of this, right? And he runs his own army. But the thing is, he can't go anywhere without his private army because he's hated by everyone. I think even Putin might actually actively hate him. Even Igor Girkin hates him with terrible passion, okay? He's gotten to the point where everyone hates him, even his Chechen people, and the only support he has is his private army, so he can't go without him or he'll just get killed instantly. The moment he loses his private army, he's gone. However, like I've mentioned before, Ramzan Kadyrov as the leader of Chechnya is also, you know, not a good thing for Putin, because as soon as any, because of his massive wickedness, as soon as anything happens with Putin, Ramzan Kadyrov just leaves Russia with Chechnya. Then the liberal reforms, he's gone. Money goes out, he's gone. Personal army, high position, all this situation. And he's, because of how he forces everyone in Russian propaganda to say how good Ramzan Kadyrov is at everything he does, there's also a sort of, he's hated, but he's seen as efficient, although he's actually not. He's extremely, extremely stupid. And I mean, really stupid. But yeah, he could run this Rosguardia, because all they do is beat up protesters anyways. They're not a serious organization of any real benefits. They have some sort of things written on the paper, which you can read, possibly if you care, but it doesn't matter. They literally just beat up protesters. And yeah, currently, Rosguardia is being led by one Zolotov. But you see, Shoigu, the guy who is the Minister of Defense of Russia, he's been a bit of a pickle because, you know, all this taking Kiev in 3 days, yeah, that didn't go very well. And Shoigu is a reindeer herder by military profession, and I've spoken about Shoigu in a lot of ways. But, you know, whom to replace him with? Putin still is obsessed with people being loyal to him, which is why he sort of-ish tolerates Kadyrov, because Kadyrov has made him kind of irreplaceable, and also because, well, loyalty is the best quality. Now, the thing is, recently, when Putin met Zolotov, it was like 2 days ago or something, Putin made Zolotov give him accounts about the war, which is interesting because, well, Rosguardia is involved very little in this war. They are basically sent there to beat up people in occupied territories in Ukraine. They do not serve a major role. What they did do is that because of Putin wanted to kind of conquer all this territory super quickly in the beginning of the war, yeah, he managed to send in tons of Rosguardia into Ukraine, and a lot of them got mauled and destroyed, which is why, if you remember, in the early days of the war, we got this whole video about, you know, how a armored vehicle was opened, or a bus, I remember it was being, or something like that. Well, basically, the Ukrainians smashed a convoy, and it turned out to be full with, you know, these military batons and anti-riot shields and all this stuff. So Rosguardia isn't really that involved in the war. So why is the leader, Zolotov, really accounting for it? Ah, but you see, Zolotov looks like a prime candidate for the next Minister of Defense, which is, by the way, a massive boon for all of us in Ukraine and in everywhere around the same world. Because if Shoigu is a ridiculously stupid and bad general and, you know, corrupt to the core and stupid, then Zolotov is all that but double. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the dumbness, just all the things Zolotov has stated and done, yeah, Zolotov is as incompetent as they come, and he won't get results at all. So that's good news if Zolotov actually becomes leader. But he's super loyal. He's also one of those people who could obey commands. But he's not competent at all, and he won't make the reforms that Girkin and his buddies are yelling for that could actually make Russia win the war. He might actually mobilize, but he'll butcher the whole operation. Nothing's going to happen. So seeing as Zolotov has the potential to become the next Minister of Defense, yeah, as weird as it may seem, it actually increases the chances of Ukrainians winning. And then, well, someone needs to take Zolotov's place. And who better than Ramzan Kadyrov, a massive, massive sadist who still kind of gets to keep his private army that way, without which he won't leave. Since technically he can still control them, because they previously were only technically, you know, on paper, subservient to Rosguardia, well, now he could, you know, rule them as directly from Rosguardia. So that would be interesting. And about who's going to run Chechnya if this happens, I have no idea. That I can't tell you, but this is an interesting development. This would also kind of maybe remove Ramzan Kadyrov from tweeting personally as much and getting his attention as well. But we could see ridiculous amounts of public statements by Rosguardia in this case. Oh, and of course, everyone who would be a protester. Oh boy. Zolotov's incompetent and stupid in that way. Ramzan Kadyrov is a 13-year-old boy who's grown up spoiled and the kind of kid who you know, burns kittens for fun. That kind of guy would be running the organization whose sole job is to beat up protesters, jail gay people, rape, murder, and keep everything under a giant iron fist. Pretty bad. But hey, this is an interesting turn of events. And yeah, we'll get back to the economy soon enough because, like I said, we just wanted to mention this, that apparently payday loans have increased. And this is unrelated. We finished about the Kadyrov. Just what I wanted to say about the economy was that payday loans have increased by about 20% in the last 6 months in Russia. And they already had massive, massive crediting issues there. Specifically payday loan issues, because because currently 31% of the people who have taken bank loans, yeah, they're not paying them back, and there's a credit bubble in consumer market there, because a lot of people in Russia have a lot of credits, but they only take these loans worth about like $300 max, and then they try to pay them off because, you know, average salaries and all that whatnot. And I wanted to get into that, but of course we'll do that in an episode where we don't get striking news by our glorious doctor and stomatologist, Ramzan Akhmatovich. And well, now you have a short introduction and my opinion about this whole mess. Now, to finalize and round this one up, it looks like we won't make it to the drone, but I've found out two things that we will buy for your donations. We will donate half of this to Ukrainian winter equipment, because I believe this war will gonna go into winter, and soldiers there on the ground, they need warm jackets and warm boots and, you know, all sorts of that stuff. And then, if you remember, I spoke about the volunteer in Kharkiv Oblast, whom I'm going to interview, and I'm going to give the other half of the money. It's going to go to the funds of getting aid for humanitarian reasons, so, you know, it's not going to get wasted. But again, I'm going at the end of September if we make it to the drone, which we're quite a ways off. Yeah, but I understand times are tough for everyone, so it is what it is, and a lot of you donate and support Ukraine through other means, so I'm going to do what I can do, obviously. But we're going to have some accounting about that. About a bit later. But yeah, if you want to donate to these charitable goals, because I'm bringing stuff in from the EU to Ukraine, which is, you know, it's easier for me to transport, then that's theeasternborder.lv. Click the donate button, and all of that goes for charity stuff. Unless you specifically write something that you want to give it to, then that's a different story. Or if you want to support the show in general, consider becoming our patron at patreon.com/theeasternborder. Or you can follow us on Twitter on @eastern_border and, you know, click the little envelope button there. And then you can become our patron if you choose to support the show. And I hope that you do, because that really helps me make these episodes. But yeah, this will be it for today. Happiness is mandatory. До свидания, товарищ.